Looking back on the 29th of September, the day when John D. Rockefeller officially became the world's first billionaire in 1916.
Depressions have come and gone. Prosperity has always returned and will again.
You'll remember this. Zsa Zsa Gabor was convicted of slapping a police officer on this day in 1989.
This one cop has a very big problem. He's too good looking.
And the Brisbane Lions won their first AFL flag in 2001.
A bit of history here. Brisbane have won the premiership and they've beaten the champs.
Topping the September 29 birthday list, rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis. He's 85 and long remembered for this late 50s hit.
This is great, balls of fire!
Australian comedian and actor Mark Mitchell turned 66, best known for his characters on the 80s show Comedy Company, like Con the Fruiterer.
Beautiful! Put him in the water, Governor Ace.
New Zealand-born singer Jenny Morris is 64 today.
I need a break in the weather, trying to take a breath, trying to take a little holiday. I need a break in the weather, trying to take a little breath for the very first time.
Former Australian Prime Minister and our first female PM, Julia Gillard, is 59.
Decisions about profound matters of the national interest.
The Goss twins, Matthew and Luke, are 52. Remember them? They were two-thirds of the pop group Bros. And Michelle Payne turns 35, the first female jockey to win the Melbourne Cup in 2015. Check out the movie Ride Like a Girl. Very good. Finally, it was on this day in 2010 that acting great Tony Curtis died at the age of 85, starred in the classic Hollywood blockbusters Some Like It Hot, Spartacus, and he played Houdini.
These old sardine cans you call jails are no challenge to the great Houdini.
Remembering Tony Curtis on September 29.